you can host the best backyard barbecue. When you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Or maybe this won't be treated like they're black. Maybe this won't be treated like they're them.
What the does that mean? Hi, welcome to the Modern Waiter Podcast. I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter, where we discuss all things restaurant business. Learn something. Laugh at something. On today's episode, we're talking about black people and the restaurant.
Ooh.
What's it like working in the restaurant being black? Waiting on black people? Or our experiences going to restaurants? But first, the intro.
Tired of working deadbeat jobs for lame pay. I'm tired of getting fired and hired the same day. If you know the rules of the game, then you'll stay.
As usual, I'm joined by my good friend, Danny Davila.
What's up, what's up, what's up, people?
Black people, am I right?
Our people. The people. Let the people be heard.
Before we get into the show, we want to thank you again for joining us.
Yes.
Please do consider subscribing to the show if you're listening to us on or watching us on YouTube.
If you're watching us on YouTube, subscribe. If you're listening to the show already and you subscribe, check us out on YouTube. Give us some subscribers on YouTube as well.
Yes. Yes.
Get the visual. If you like the audio, get the visual. Check out the visual.
Check out the visual. Sometimes it's a little rough. Now back to our regular scheduled program. Black people.
I guess.
Well, what do you often, mean? often there's a very odd thing that happens for black people in the restaurant.
True.
Black people that work in restaurants, mm-hmm. black people that go to restaurants, and black people that we wait on. Like our experiences are unique.
Yes.
Okay. And now I get questions from people about, okay, the elephant in the room. People believe that black people don't tip.
Okay.
You look scared. Why are you scared?
It's not that they don't tip.
Okay.
I think that...
We're talking about the perception.
Yes.
Because all people tip, all people don't tip. That's not what we're saying. I'm talking about the perception. What's the elephant in the room? Why is there tension?
Because sometimes they don't. Or, you know, it's a hard way to kind of, I don't know what I mean.
We're going to get to it.
Yeah.
But you look scared. I can't do the show if you're afraid. I can't do it.
I'll be all right. I'm bouncing back.
No. Listen. I know when we talked about this, when I asked you about it, you laughed.
I did. Just like that.
When you laugh, it's not a yes or a no. It's like, okay, we'll see what happens.
We'll see what happens.
But I don't need you to see what happens on this. Okay. I need to know where you stand. I'm not telling you to agree with me.
Okay.
I'm asking you to share with me where you stand.
I stand not neutral because the average black person doesn't tip, I feel like. Not that they don't tip. They tip what they think is right to tip.
Okay.
Does that make sense? They don't tip on the math. They tip on what they think is, okay, I'm going to give this person what I feel like I want to give them.
All right. Now, here's what I have a problem with. That is a part of the elephant in the room that I was talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure why you are afraid, because that just simply isn't so.
Boom.
Okay? Because we're really, and I'm going to talk about this more in depth a little bit later in the show. I find that when you have a prejudice or you have a bias, human nature, it tends to have that
confirmation. Actually, you know what? I'm going to take it all the way back.
Let me finish. Don't take it back yet because it's worth talking about.
Okay.
There's a confirmation bias that happens when you say you get a good tip from a black person and you automatically dismiss it because you don't think nothing of it. But you get a bad tip from a black person and it confirms your bias in the first place. See, black people don't tip. Okay? So that is why there are many types of black people.
There are.
Right?
So let me rephrase everything, okay? Not rephrase. And I didn't want to say it, but I'm going to say it anyways now.
That's the issue.
I'm going to say it anyways.
Don't shush me.
I just did.
I
think it comes to, honestly, it's education. And in the end, like, if I get a normal... Not to say normal, because you said normal, but if you get an educated black person in the room, I have no issues with anything, okay? And then, and not to say the other, but if a less educated person or acts more ghetto or acts more not, because I don't, there's not a way to put it, because white people do the same thing, okay?
Okay, so that's my point.
Ignorant, okay?
Yes, so I'm glad you said that, because it's not a black thing. Black people don't own ignorance. Black people don't own ghetto.
Yes.
Okay, that is the issue, because ignorant people, and ignorant is a thing of lack of not knowing.
Exactly.
Okay, so across the board,
yes,
black, white,
indifferent.
If you don't know, you don't know. Okay, and that's it. So it is a point of contention for me to label black people a certain way and have them own these things when they do not.
Not. Yes.
Okay? They don't own ghetto. They don't own uneducated. They don't own bad tips. There are tons of white people that don't tip. There's tons of Asian people. There's tons of Europeans that don't tip. There's tons of Canadians that don't tip. But the reverse is also true. What do you believe in your own experiences that really filters in? It's like when you're looking to buy a car,
mm-hmm.
okay? And now all of a sudden you're going to buy wasn't on your radar before, a red Volkswagen. Now you see red Volkswagens everywhere. Where? They were always there.
They were always there. You didn't notice it.
That's
like with any car.
That was an example.
I don't know, but I get it. I'm agreeing with you.
Yes. So it's the same thing that happens here. What I'm wanting to share now is what happens for me, being side by side in the restaurant and seeing other people's reaction when black people come in, seeing my reaction when black people come in, and what they're curious to know about my experience.
Mm-hmm.
Either
as opposed to their experience?
Correct.
Yes.
And that's the first question I really wanted to answer.
Okay.
And so as I was bringing it up, you look scared. So that's where we got laid the groundwork. Okay. So, for instance, I had a brunch table.
Mm-hmm.
I want to say 11 or 12 black people. Okay. And I really, throughout this whole show, I don't want to hear anything about ignorance. I don't want to say anything that we can't apply to everybody.
Yes.
Okay? So it's, we'll move on. And so I wondered, am I uniquely qualified to wait on this table of black people? They could have been challenging to other people. Am I just a person that can control a table that has experience in the business?
Mm-hmm.
Or is it because I'm black and I understand what is happening? Because for me, I'm not sure that everyone understands how harmless certain mannerisms
are.
Are.
Absolutely.
Because it could be taken as rude or aggressive or things like that. And I have those qualities as well.
Absolutely.
I'm often considered rude or abrasive, but it's just that I'm not willing to waste my time.
Or bend or break or anything. Yes.
I don't mind bending. I won't break, but I know what your sentiment is.
Yes.
So there's a lot to really unpack there, because a lot of times, let's say, what happens when you're side by side with your fellow waiters,
mm-hmm,
and a black table comes in?
It depends.
It depends.
It depends.
But I guess I'll speak for myself. I get reactions. I don't get them. I notice them.
Okay.
I notice reactions in a way of that will support the stereotype. I'm a part of that as well, okay? I do it with Spanish people. I do it with black people. I do it with old people. I do it to some degree with young people. And we touched on this a while ago.
We do. We talk about stereotypes.
Yes, it's a natural thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Where it becomes dangerous is when you do it to the detriment of doing your job, mm-hmm, doing a service, and doing right by human beings and people.
You always have to go into it. It doesn't matter what brown, yellow, it don't matter what they are. You have to go into it with they're just a table. And if you treat people like they're people, you will find yourself, it don't matter, ghetto, ignorant, no matter what they are. If you, mm-hmm, treat people like people,
yeah,
you will find yourself in a better situation than the other person who didn't, who came in with the stereotype that I'm already going to get stiffed, or I'm already going to get this. I've gotten amazing tips from plenty of black people. I've gotten, mm-hmm, amazing tips from other people that they're like, yo, they were here and they left me a hard time. I go,
yeah,
well, they left me 25%, so I don't know what you did.
So then the question does become, did they leave you that better tip because you're black or because you did an amazing job?
I'm hoping that it's because I did an amazing job.
Let's not hope. I'm asking your opinion.
Well, I don't know, because, like I said, it's been with multiple different races.
Okay, so with the thought exercise in play, you almost have no choice but to give the best that you have.
Absolutely.
So here's the thing.
You should always give the best that you have.
It doesn't always happen. Come on now.
It doesn't.
Come on, Pollyanna.
But,
come on,
but
bro.
But you should always try to give the best that you have. Put it that way.
What if you have a belief that drives you? Are you going to try?
Well, that's where that can be ignorance on even the smartest person on the planet.
Then that's why we have in this show.
I'm not arguing that fact.
Like, listen, I have gotten some outrageously good tips from black people.
Yes, me, okay, too.
Here's what I challenge everyone to think in their mind. What you think is good service, black people have a higher bar of what they think a good time is.
Okay.
Okay?
Or maybe they don't be treated like they're black. Maybe they just won't be treated like they're them.
What the f- does that mean?
That means when you... All right, I'm going to give you exactly what that means. Just like you said, when you're standing in a line of servers, right? And they look at you and you kind of feel that uncontentment, like, are you taking that table or is he taking that table?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? That means they're already worried. They already prejudged that table. So in their mind, that couple, that family, whoever just came in, they don't want to be looked at like that. They want to be looked at like, it didn't matter who the fuck walked in the door. Okay. They want to be looked at like, hey, my money's green just like their money's green.
100%.
And once you establish that and you treat them like that,
mm-hmm,
I think that automatically breaks those barriers down.
I agree. And that is an important lesson to have, because we talked about smiling with your eyes,
yeah,
in a previous episode. People are very perceptive. You might think you're giving good service. You might think that you're being okay to someone. But people are very sensitive. They're very perceptive. And they can tell when you're being genuine or when you're being...
fake.
Not just fake, but when you're being like in your soul, there's some resistance to them.
Yeah, you're off. Yes.
Yes. And there can be a little bit, two things can be true at once. You could be that way and they could be looking for it on the other end.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes that can be at play as well. Now, let's organize this whole thing, because at first I want to talk about being a black waiter.
Yes.
Okay? Working side by side with other races, how that makes you feel when you know that someone is judging in that way. We're not talking about the justification, because we're all justified in our own ways. Absolutely. That's what a justification is. Yeah. It doesn't make it right. It makes you understand why you did something. Okay? Now, that is what I want to talk about, because I know you've experienced it. How does that make you feel?
Sometimes it makes you feel angry. Sometimes it gives you a sense of pride. It depends on the level of, you know, the reaction that, that you're getting from the other person.
Okay. Angry, pride, those are two different things. Where's the pride coming from?
You know, I get pride just in being myself and being and knowing that I am not stereotypical, that I am very just my own self.
Specifically, I'm asking you to describe to me when you hear comments, because there's comments. Okay, so for instance, you might hear, oh, I got this, who's taking that table, or a person who's trying to avoid a table, or a person who's bitching about their tip because, or their experience with the table, not just the tip, they didn't even get to the tip yet.
Yeah.
They're going to say some things. Listen, for those of you out there, there is no filter any at all.
There's not.
While being brothers in arms as a server.
Yeah.
They don't give a crap who's black, who's white, who's gay or anything. You're going to hear the worst, that not better or worse. You're going to hear what they feel in their soul, because they're not going to think to curb anything that they're saying to suit you at all. So just know that we're hearing it all. And so I'm describing to the audience who may or may not be ever, you know, ever haven't worked in a restaurant that it is not. Okay. So I asked you, I'll answer it myself. It doesn't affect me emotionally.
No. I understand what you
mean. It affects me intellectually, okay? Intellectually in a way that, what if I walked into a restaurant? What is the perception of me?
Of you, yeah.
Correct.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's B-Y-T-E.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
And so that spills into other areas in my life, but it's a restaurant show, so I really want to, you know, touch, just keep restaurant. It to that.
Yeah.
And so that's the intellectual exercise that I engage in, because I'm not here to fight everybody's battle. I'm not here to say that, oh, this and that, because the truth be told, I do participate in that. Because I have genuine feelings about certain things. What's worth noting is that more and more as my years have gone on, I have realized I understand what other people are looking for when they come. You may get tipped, you may not get tipped. A tip isn't necessarily going to be the automatic pat on the back, here
yes.
you go, this is yours, exchange at the end of your input, okay? The difference is you have to put the same damn input in every time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a slot machine, okay? If you're going to bet the max to get the max, sometimes you don't get all four cherries there.
Yeah.
But you still got to bet the max to get the max.
Yes.
So if you put in just the minimum, let's say it's a dollar bet and you just put in a quarter of your efforts, a quarter of your smiles, a quarter of your attention, and then you pull that, your max is going to be less.
Mm-hmm.
More so when you're doing that with a black table because you didn't give them your all.
You didn't give them your all.
So how will you know what your max payout is going to be? So then that is, you know, a part of, and we'll talk about the self-fulfilling prophecy or the expectation. I forget mm-hmm. what we called it earlier. Sorry. So I interrupted you, yeah.
No. I was agreeing with you. That's why I said when I spoke about it earlier, I always give them my all, no yes. matter who they are, because you don't know what you're going to get at the end. It's like a Cracker Jack box.
Yeah, but that's true of everyone.
Everyone.
And so that's what I won't keep harping on it. That is my issue, is that you put the max in for a white table and you get screwed, but you don't have that prejudgment that says, oh, I was going to get screwed the whole time. See, the confirmation bias.
That's what I was looking for.
Yes. And so that is the thing that I push back against. If you are a waiter, you need to put the max effort in. And so it's easy for me to say, but perhaps you have not understood where it is that you can make the adjustments. And sometimes, depending on where you are, the adjustment is leaving your job.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you have a certain clientele that just does not meet your rewards for your input,
yeah,
you got to go. And that goes the same with, let's say, management.
Mm-hmm.
If you put your max input and you're constantly getting crapped on, you need to leave.
Yeah.
So that's my advice to you. I'll give you an example of, we're 20 minutes in. I'll skip that. I believe that sometimes, do you think it's an advantage being black, waiting on black people?
Yes and no. I don't think it should be, but yes, of course it is sometimes.
Okay, why is that?
Because they feel like they can relate with you. And whether I believe that or not means mm-hmm. nothing. Okay.
Yeah.
But it's what their perception of you is, because you're already their people to you. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
It does. I feel like it's a double-edged sword because sometimes they expect more
from you. They do expect, yes.
Whether it's a hookup
mm-hmm.
or, you know, an understanding and things like that, but you have a job to do.
Yeah.
You know, the hookup, like, this is like an ignorant part for me, and it's not just black people. When people of any kind ask you for more.
It's what, like... the more than what was agreed
upon. Yes, more than what you're willing to pay for.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, if you have, this is weak and this and that, you can have a double. Oh, no, just put more. How?
How?
You know, you can't put
more. These things cost money.
These things cost money, and it could cost me my damn job.
Absolutely.
So the answer is no. And that is a part of the double-edged sword.
Yeah.
And so let's wrap up how it is for us on this side, and then we'll move on to being on that side as well. And so standing there, at what point would you say something to a coworker? Have you ever said something to a coworker? Even better.
Yeah, like about they didn't want to take the table, or they asked me to take
the table. Oh, whatever. They shared with me that experience.
I've had to, you know, just be like, take the fucking table. You know, treat them like normal people, and I promise you, you will see, you know, don't look at them like they're black or they're going to leave you $5 or whatever you think is going on in your mind. And then come to me at the end and let me know what happened.
Yeah.
You know, and that I've done it maybe three or four times. Three out of the four times they got better than what they thought they ever were going to get. And then once and one out of the four, they were like, I told you they left me. Nah, 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 nah. But I'll take that. I'll take those odds all day.
Yeah.
I'll take 75% all day. Yeah. I'm okay with that. I go, give them your all. Just see. This, it was almost like a blind test. You know, like just see what you get if you don't do what you think, you know, if you just give them your all for once. And it worked out in their benefit.
That's true. That's I'm looking back at, I've never really said anything to anyone because I've learned that, you know, it's almost like politics. You're not going to change people's minds.
Yeah, you're not. But sometimes, you know, I was at, because I've already, by this point in my life, I have already been that guy. Hey, can you go take that table? You know, I got to a certain point, I'm like, no, you take your table. It's your table. But I want you to really take your table. You know, and if they show you, they show you. They, if they were going to shit on you, they were going to shit on me. So what's the difference? Why do I have to take the grunt of it?
Yeah, but those type of people, they just want to. I have long given up wondering who's going to tip me and who's not.
You can't. You can't worry about that.
It's impossible.
It always balances itself out in the end.
Yeah.
It always does.
And it's almost one of those secret things that, like, it's almost a shame because I promise you, I'm not just telling you just stories. The variance in the tip, yes, can be high with when it comes to black people, where you can get a really bad tip. But the variance the other way can be very high as well. You can get insanely amazing tips.
Yes.
I'm talking 50%.
Yes.
It's like, it's very, very interesting. And I don't think that most people understand that the opposite, when you give them what they are looking for. It's almost like, what show did we talk about when we have to understand what it is that is service isn't the same for everybody.
Yes. Oh, we were talking about the different kinds of services. The three of them. The silent service, the needy people service.
And yes, and the experiential and things like that. So we need one more, and then we'll go into, you know, a little bit what that means for black people, because I think there's some nuance that you should be aware of, because actually, let's get into it now.
Yeah.
If we talked about, there were three names.
Silent. It was silent for one, or like the.
There was one like something like efficiency or something efficient, like that. Anyway,
I know exactly what you're talking about.
If you're thinking of experiential services, you need to double your efforts. that's where the efficiency has to be there, but the experience is ultimate.
Yes.
When it comes to waiting on black people, they want to really feel
special. Yes.
And so as you look them in the eye and smile and do all those little things, those things add up, and they recognize that as different as what people don't normally do,
because they don't feel special all the time.
From anywhere.
And they want to feel special when they're out, and that makes perfect sense.
If they're going to release, it sounds weird say they and this and that, but I want to push past, you know, having to filter things.
We're not filtering, just let it out.
If they are going to work hard and open up their wallet for something,
they want a reason why.
They are willing to do it in odd places.
Yes.
Okay. Nobody spends more on freaking handbags and cars and stuff like that when perhaps they shouldn't, than black people. So the same thing goes in the restaurant. They will tip you. they will buy those things if the experience is there to match.
Mm-hmm.
If they have an unmatched experience than anywhere, this person was, I felt like they were nice to me. They gave us great service. And well outside of your control, I believe you, that food better be on point. That food better have seasoning. And there better be a lot of it.
Yeah.
Okay? So you have to build value into everything. Match with what your most interesting, flavorful, and meals that are easy to understand. They don't understand it, they're not having it. They're not here to spend their money on a maybe.
Yeah, no, they want the sure shot.
They want the sure shot.
They want the sure shot.
Yes. And so, yes, lean heavy on the experience and you will be, your input has to be the same.
Yeah.
That's there. So now let's look into how to the situations for the self-fulfilling prophecy.
Mm-hmm.
And define that a little bit. If you think that you're going to get a bad tip, okay? So you give bad service, you get a bad tip. That's your self-fulfilling prophecy,
yeah.
Right there. And so the confirmation bias works a little bit differently. Okay. So now the confirmation bias is you have your thoughts already and you get a good tip. You may get a bad tip, but if you get the good tip from the black people, you ignore it. You get the bad tip from the black person and that confirms
everything.
That's your confirmation bias. So then what you're always left with, and we said this before, is to just give the doggone good service.
Yeah.
Just do it. And do we have any other, let's talk about some stereotypes. You look scared again.
Well, my original stereotype growing up was all black people have $5. Like as a tip. It was like the magical number. Like
really?
Yeah. I mean, this is back in the day. I mean, it's obviously changed now, but yeah, the $5 handshake or the $5.
Okay.
It didn't matter if the check was five, if the check was $10,
mm-hmm.
or if it was $100, the tip was $5.
Okay. That was the stereotype. I think one of the biggest ones is being late.
Oh, well, yeah, that is huge.
It's like they're going to be late.
Yeah, but you know what? I've learned that
that one's true.
They can be late, but they don't stay late. Latins run the world on that one.
I've often said that. I've often said that. Like it was in the show where we talked about late tables.
Yeah.
And so you get a late black table. You might not get tip, but they ain't gonna stay late.
They ain't gonna make you linger, yo. When it's time to go, it's time
they're
to go.
Bouncing.
Yes.
But the Latin table,
yeah.
You may or may not get tip, but they staying late.
They putting their feet up. They might as well set up camp like it's
they stretching
like,
out.
Yeah, like it's ready for war, okay?
Now, another stereotype with the black people is that it could be a party of 14 and 6 show up. Or 2 show up.
And 18 show up.
And then 2 show up.
Yes.
And then 2 show up.
Well, that's the part of the being late. That's
true.
Where the lateness comes in. They'll call the party 14. And all 14 will probably show up. Now,
14 ain't showing
the
up.
The last bro. Part of that 14 showed up after you ate dinner.
That's you're right about that. The super late,
yeah,
and they come in no apologies,
no apologies. Hey, what's up? Feeling blah, themselves, blah, blah, blah. Yo, like
people already ate,
yo, ate, sung the song, did the dessert. Okay, they walk in like they were the limo driver waiting outside for you the whole time. Like,
oh,
you guys
man.
Ready to wrap it up, me?
Unbelievable,
unbelievable.
Listen, if you and I or me and anybody, and I have money in my pocket. Okay, I am not waiting for you.
No.
Beyond 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Might be even 15. I am eating, and if you show up, I'm leaving. I'm leaving.
About.
You're not hanging me out to dry. No. That is not happening. What's another stereotype?
The late, the $5.
They loud.
Yeah, but I mean,
stereotype? No.
Yes and no.
Only at the movies?
I mean, yeah, it was a, it used to be a stereotype. I mean, yes, we'll say yes, but it's not a relevant one to me because they don't really, they're not really that loud because, you know, their kids aren't bad usually, like in public. I don't really have to hear, like, you know, like, I don't know. I'm trying to think of, yes, we get loud. We like to have fun, but I think I've been with any kind of, I'm Puerto Rican and I'm black, so I'm loud, period.
Our boy Naheem, who we've had on the show, I think it was, we've done so many shows.
It was
Restaurant Details or something like
that. Yes, yes. And that was a good show.
That was a good show. He used to say, six black people sound like 12 black people. Six Spanish people look like 12 Spanish people. They spread out, they have shit everywhere.
Boom.
Is there something that we've missed in this show? Please let us know what your experience and really keep it to a point that we can really communicate and understand.
Yeah.
I'm not going to respond to ignorance.
Yeah, we don't do ignorance.
So, but we do some form of honesty.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to be honest, and in my understanding of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So let me know about your experience. Do reach out to me. You can do it in the comments. Like and subscribe if you're watching on YouTube. That really helps the algorithm and help other people find the show in the vast sea of the YouTubes. And if you're listening to us, do like and subscribe. You know, you can subscribe and give us a little.
Digest us, we're just happy that you're digesting it. Reach out to other people. Let them know about the show.
Yes,
all the above. Marlon, tell them where to find you at if they have any questions.
So first of all, if you enjoy the show, please rate the show and give us 5 stars. And if you don't like the show, skip it. Just email me and tell me how I can improve.
Yes.
Right? I'm themodernwaiter@gmail.com. Follow me on Instagram @themodernwaiterpodcast. I'm very active there. And I do build relationships with people because our intention is to build a community. There is not that much consistent restaurant-related content out there. So we are pushing through to do that for you.
Yes.
We're giving as much as we can. We do have other things going on. So this really helps us know that we're in the right direction to give you what we're doing. And so we are recording this at a time where this is our show before we go to Vegas.
Yes.
However, when we record in Vegas, I'm not sure where we're going to place that show.
Yeah.
But just know that I'm officially on vacation.
Boom.
I have since a couple days ago. I'm not going to work for another week and a half, people.
Oh, my gosh.
And so, wish me luck. Cha-ching! Thank you so much for joining us. We do this for you each and every week. And I'm Marlon Joseph, the Modern Waiter.
I'm Danny the Villain. Subscribe, people.
We'll see you next time.
Later.
Jewelry and I ride nice cars, but that don't determine who I are. You see, all my peoples eat chicken and watermelon, talk broken English and drug selling. We need to get back to what we call hip hop. Man, I'm a representative to the last drop, filled to the brim, the Maxwell of hip hop. I'm old school, the Hanna-Barbera.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.